Yo, another episode of the Big Homies House. We got some special homies in the building. Of course, Tamira.
I'm back. A girl from Harlem.
Hello. You know, hey. Prime time hit in the building. What's going on?
What's going on?
Damn, that mic kind of high. There you go. What's going on, brother? You good?
I'm vibing. I'm cooling.
Okay, cool.
Maryland in the building.
Maryland.
You got to say Maryland.
You from up north. You should know this.
That's country, though. Mine was real Maryland. Yeah. That was not how y'all said it.
Maryland.
You got to, I ain't going to lie, you got to say Maryland. Like, what a M-U-R-L-A-N-D.
Yeah, that's what I said. Maryland.
Not Maryland.
Yeah, ancient Mary about these lands, nigga.
He got me straight. He said, look, it ain't what you think it is.
PG County, Maryland, to be exact.
Yeah, okay.
Rapping PG County.
Shout out PG County in the building. Now, back to your ass.
You didn't even tell the people about our other friend.
Hello, you want to introduce the people to?
What's good? I'm Dre.
Hey, Dre.
Shout out, Dre.
Support of my guy.
Now, you said if a,
I was asking a question.
No. You said if a woman is invited to the club by a guy, he should be prepared to pay for her. And I told you that's what a promoter is called. He not there so you can get in free. He does. He invited you so you could pay.
Why would you? I can't even talk. Don't invite me nowhere and think I'm going to pay for a
prime
goddamn
time.
Thing. I don't bring my wallet outside. You know what I come outside with? This. An ID. That's it and lip gloss.
How many times a girl that danced and said, oh, come see me at the club. I'm not thinking I'm about to go to the strip club and get some free
that
twerk.
That is completely different.
It's the same thing.
Hell no. She's working.
The promoter is working.
First of all, nobody said this was a promoter, but even, let's go with the
who is
I ain't
going
to lie.
Promoter.
As a man, like if you invite a girl to the club, like, You gotta be ready to pay. You gotta be ready to pay. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's it. You're wrong. I'm right. Thank you.
That's crazy. Not paying.
No,
in the club.
As a man, if you even if you're a promoter, nope. I don't even want to say as a man. Do not clip that because I know your ass. Even if you're a promoter,
you already said it.
Even if you're a promoter,
trim,
right?
Cut, delete.
Your job is to get to sell sections, right? Who's buying a section? The men. The girls are there to look pretty and drink the liquor and shake their booties.
Yeah.
That's what the girls are there for. They are not there to buy bottles and pay $20.
The girls on Instagram and Twitter always saying they spend money like drug dealers.
That's what I'm going on with my homegirls. Me and my homegirls, when I don't got to have no niggas in my face trying to come creep behind and slap a little booty and do all that.
You know how you keep niggas out your face? You buy your own goddamn section.
That's why
but
I
if you in my, if you in my, if you're an invited guest in my section, I'm going to look at some ass.
Yes, I expect you to. I'm going to make sure one of my homegirls is doing a little booty dance for you. I'm going to make sure it's
you
lit in the section.
You're going to have to do the Megan challenge all night long. I don't give a damn. I'm tired of this, Grandpa. It's too damn bad. Fuck you.
No, but I do think that. All right, so I'm going to share what happened. So I was out, and it wasn't a promoter. I was out the other day. I was at a spot, and the guy was like, hey, I'm going here afterwards. Pull up on me. I pull up there. We're both pulling into the parking lot at the same time. He parks. I park. I pay for my own parking. I pay to get in the club. We're walking in together. First, all right, I'm not going to embarrass myself, but he made me stand on a line with him. It was a little line.
Mm. You stood in line with a nigga that invited you to the club?
So y'all pulled up to the club together.
It wasn't like a line, but it was like, wait, and I'm not used to, like, I usually just go around and be like, what? Like,
hold on, he just met you this night?
I knew him before. Like, I had met him at other events. Oh, softball game. That's where I was at. I was at the softball game, and he was like, oh, we're going to go to brunch. We're going to go to Cafe Circa after. Pull up. But I was asking, were my expectations too far? Like, at least pay for me to get in. Buy me a drink, something. You invited me here. I would have been
charge?
In my house sleeping. A cover charge will do.
Yeah.
A cover charge works. Bare minimum is a cover charge. Like, if I got to pay $20 to get in, the least I could do is, like...
Because she did see. Come over here.
Oh, I got backup. And I know they got me. All right, so I said if a guy invites a girl to the club, should the girl have to pay for anything?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Not a thing.
There's only one person in this room that is standing.
I said if that man is a promoter.
And if you're a promoter, you should have a list at the front with my name on it, and you should have a comp bottle for us to drink.
Fine.
I thought that was... I
feel like down to the bottle of water.
Right.
She should not spend a cent.
How you walk in being toxic? Hello, how you doing?
How you doing?
what's your name?
I know I had backup.
Exactly. My name is Ladicia.
Hello, Ladicia.
Hello.
I got backup.
What's up?
My name's Atiana.
How you doing, Atiana?
I'm doing well.
You look
How
amazing.
Are you?
I'm sensational. Janae, make sure Atiana is in frame on her camera.
Oh, that's not me.
That boy a smooth criminal. He said, I'm sensational.
Right, you see how you see his tone change?
I'm sensational.
You rough. You
sensational.
Yeah, you rough. You rough it up.
Late night voice. Yeah. Excuse me.
Right, don't you have like wrist word?
He didn't even have a section.
He didn't even
get you a shot.
First of all, it was like free liquor before a certain time. Oh, I'm not drinking the free liquor. Like, I'm not drinking that bottle.
Question, he's not getting a call back.
No, I didn't even, like, he wrote me like, oh, I had a great time yesterday. Nigga.
Wait, buddy from the softball game?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
We had a great time.
Who was it?
I'm not telling y'all.
Right, we all might be like,
and you know why I was disappointed?
Wait, y'all too good for free liquor too? Goddamn.
You're missing the point.
I just walked back in here. My bad. What happened?
No, it's just the fact that he specifically invited her.
Talking to Mike. Sorry. Yeah, talking to Mike.
He specifically invited her.
Look at my back.
Told her to push up on him. She paid for her parking. Paid the cover to get in.
Uh-huh.
Her and her friend. They had no section.
They had nothing. Not even a drink.
And I'm not on no, oh, you got to have this, you got to have that. You can't take me to Cheesecake. I'm not like that.
Mm.
But I'm saying, like.
Don't invite you to the club if there ain't no section, baby.
Exactly.
That's it. Wait. What, really? No, I disagree.
Well, I disagree.
Come on, not everybody can have
and that's true.
That's Atlanta. This Atlanta for you.
Okay, wait.
So I disagree also. I think my perspective is, if you invited me to the club, I'm going to ask you right then and there. I'm going to be like, is this on you? Are we going on you?
I'm
going to clear that up before I show up. Because when I show up and they say $20, I'm sending you a cash out.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's totally fine.
You want me to come in here, right?
Yeah.
Where's this cash out?
I don't know. Sometimes niggas just be sending. I invite a 50 bitch to come out.
And that's like you said, if you're a promoter, that is totally different.
Yeah, because women be flaky. You got to invite. If you want to have a nice section, you got to invite a lot. You invite 20.
Yeah.
5-10 gonna show up.
Kodak, it's different. I'm sure you're inviting them for, right, like an appearance or something. Not realistically, not everybody's gonna pull up with 20 girls with a section.
And yeah.
If they're inviting you, they just wanna hang out with you.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we have a section of 50 bottles?
Actually, maybe I have a story about that. A few years ago, this girl invited herself to a party that I was at.
Now, Liz, did she really invite herself?
Yes. Oh, I'll tell you how she invited herself, because it was a homecoming party. It was an HBCU homecoming party. I'm in there with my niggas. I just met you a few months ago. So I told her, like, I mean, you can come if you want. Like,
oof. I'm not showing up. You can come if you want.
Like,
I'm not showing up.
Yeah,
that's low-key inviting, though.
That's low-key not inviting.
No.
You can come if you want.
You can come if you want. Like, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you not to come.
I will say, if
you get a response like that, you don't got
to
pay for
then
nothing.
Then you're not responsible for them.
Right.
Because that's what you want. That's letting you know, like,
That's where it gets deeper. Because, mind you, this is a section party. We're at the bank.
Okay.
We're at the bank. So, she hit me like, hey, I'm out front. Okay. What do you want me to do?
Come get her.
You
posted the flyer, didn't you?
No. She asked me where I was. And I don't be going out like
that's
that.
Oh, okay.
That is a little
Like, you invited yourself out. What the fuck I'm supposed to do?
So I message you. I say, hey, Kodak, where you at? And you say, I'm at the bank. And then I say, bet I'm outside. That's you just going to say what? Well, why you answer the question?
I'm going to send you a question mark.
I don't know. Yeah, if I ask you where you at, and it's Saturday night, and you at the club, and then you tell me which club you at, and instead of just saying the club, out with my homies,
fellas,
specifically the bank, I'm pulling out.
I like where you
fellas, this is why we lie.
It don't.
Yes.
It don't mean come. I guess it depends on what status you are with the girl.
Yeah.
If I want you to come, I'm very intentional about my words. Yeah, I'm at the bank. Pull up.
Yeah.
Pull up, yes. Come if you want, it's a no. I'm not showing up. That's not an invitation.
Yeah. But
no,
Hold on, wait a minute. What you about to say?
I was going to say, if we're not going to have a section and you want to go out and have a good time, listen to music, let's go to a lounge or a bar. Mm-hmm. Do not have me in the club looking fucking crazy. Like, what are we going to be in the middle, like, in between the sections on the floor under the DJ looking up, getting bumped by everybody.
Dancing. We're not going to be dancing.
There's not even dance floors in Atlanta.
Who the fuck is dancing?
Facts.
Well, y'all don't want me dancing. I can't dance.
Okay. So that I feel like.
Hold on. Now, my question is, what if, like, he at the crib? Does he need to say, pull up? Oh, I'm at the crib. You ask him where he at? Oh, I'm at home. And you say, oh, I'm on my way. I'm outside.
I think that'll be crazy. I'm not gonna lie. I would be freaked out if someone just, oh, I'm outside.
Again, and where's your status with this girl?
Man. Yeah.
And that matters.
Can't...
Because if I ask my man where he at on a Saturday and he say at home, I'm pulling up.
So you don't need an invite to pull up on your
Why?
Man?
Why? That's my nigga.
Oh, shit.
No, there's no invite for the man.
Yeah, that's my like, man. That's there... what I'm saying. Where you
wait,
at?
Wait, why? It's your man, right?
Yeah. Unless yeah. we live together, I'm not popping up at your house. I don't care
I mean,
what
if I ask you where you at, I told you I was on the way.
No. Of course, I'm not.
Where you at? I'm on
not
the way.
Santa Claus.
I'll ask. Wait. Silence. I'll ask first. What you're doing?
Right.
If you have free time, say okay. Like, what you trying
to
do?
I'm about to come over there.
Yeah, I'll be. On
I'm
my
not
way.
Just gonna be like, where you at? And I'm you outside, like home? Yeah. Oh, I'm out. Well, I just happen to be in front of your door.
Oh, I was in the neighborhood. Bitch,
Amazon.
I stay out the way.
So, I don't know. Okay, they're fine. Yeah. I agree with her.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like if it's not your man. Come if you want. It's not an invitation.
Okay, now, so if you're talking about titles and shit like that, here's my question, right? So say somebody that you're just talking to. They ask you, hey, can you come over? Oh, yeah, I'm about to get some food. Da-da-da-da. They get some food, but y'all just talking. They get some food. They don't bring you nothing.
Oh, that's a problem.
Is that a violation?
Yes. I ain't gonna lie. It's a major violation.
Thank you.
It's
a violation. Okay.
My love language is acts of service anyway, yeah. So if you don't bring nothing... If you don't bring me nothing to eat, what?
That shit.
Yeah.
That means I'm not
that's
even
the least,
on your
mind. That's the least you can do. That's
you're not even concerned minimum. About eight
if
today?
I'm hungry? Like,
yeah.
Damn.
What?
Can I get a little soda? Yeah. A little
that ain't the woman for me.
That's not. Yeah.
Right. I saw. Especially if you eat it, and if you, what? Do you, I know you're not about to walk in my house with some food and eat in front of me.
Yeah,
I know that's not
that's
what you're
wild.
About to do. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like our parents raised us, like, you don't eat in front of.
Nah, if a girl that I'm talking to have a problem with bringing me some food when she on the way to my house.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Bitch, she don't like me for real.
Not for real.
What if she don't got no money though?
I wouldn't be talking to her.
You don't know what female. You don't know. People could fake their finances.
For sure.
Oh, God.
Especially here in Atlanta.
And,
everyone
like, times is hard. Especially if you're a girl and you single, so you're
if she ain't got no
yourself,
money, what the fuck she doing to kick me? She need to be going out and get
priorities,
some money.
Priorities out of whack.
These girls out here lately, these women out here, they looking like they got money because niggas is paying for shit. Niggas is buying these girls watches and cars. Mm-hmm. But
love those niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They don't really got nothing in their account for real. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
toxic.
Like when I be watching girl like in Houston, like a girl have a bust down watch, she had this, that, and the third, but you ain't got no nice bag.
Mm.
You feel me?
Oh, they getting pieces and pieces.
You getting pieces. You really ain't got nothing to show for real.
That's
as a man, that don't make no sense. You gonna buy a girl a watch before you get her a bag? Like, I feel like when you
what's
go
the
outside,
order of getting expensive shit? Like, what are we saying?
You gotta start small. I feel like you start with like earrings, then you go to
question. Yeah, unless you're a certain type of nigga with that money, huh?
Is it a violation for if you're dating a girl for her to be like carrying around like stuff that her previous previous man got her.
That's toxic.
I love this question.
That's
toxic.
Okay, so
hold on. Like, what type of shit we talking about? Give me an example.
A jewelry, a purse, a bust down.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting rid of my jewelry. Just, if you want to replace it, then take this one and replace it for whatever you got to do with your mental health. But otherwise, I'm not getting rid. You can snatch it up when I'm not looking, but I'm not about to deal
with. You want this nigga to steal from you? Dealing with thieves?
I'm not. This man isn't having a soul tied to me through this jewelry. Like, this is irrelevant.
That nigga stamped his territory, though.
It's dudes that bought jewelry and stuff for me that I wasn't dealing with. So what, I can't have my friend's stuff? No. Like, that's petty. That's petty. That bitch bought them boxes. Take them off.
Sure. If you ask me to take the boxes off, I'm taking them goddamn boxes off.
You personally.
Niggas need their boxes replaced anyway. Have you seen niggas' boxes?
But no, for real, for me,
I mean monthly.
Gifts, that doesn't bother me.
You gonna get rid of them?
No, I'm not gonna get rid of them. No, I'm saying if he had like a gift or something that, you know, came from an ex, it doesn't bother me. But bothers me if like you're holding on to like letters and photos.
Oh, that's too much.
You know, stuff that's like an
text
emotional
messages.
Memorabilia.
That's different.
It's out of control.
Yeah. A gift? Keep it.
Fuck, you got a shrine in the back of the closet.
Not a shrine.
Like,
shrine.
I don't like that. For me personally, I don't like wearing stuff that my exes bought me in case I run into them. I just don't want them thinking like this bitch still. Yeah. That's me like personally. I don't want you thinking like, oh, this bitch still wearing that bag I got her. She ain't getting nothing. That is a personal thing for me. But I don't know how I would feel if a man told me that I couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing for me to make that decision on my own, but for you to be telling me, I agree with you 100%. listen, you know me, don't come to me with problems without a solution. You don't want me wearing this, so what we gonna do about it? Because I need one. So what we do?
And them bust downs don't even be passing the diamond time.
The ones that they be giving y'all?
No, not.
I'm just asking. Can we talk about women?
I was talking about the women in Texas or whatever he was talking about.
No, it's different. It's different for women.
I ain't gonna lie. A nigga know who he could play with like that. Yeah. Like, if you one of them ones, you getting one of them ones. But if you were...
Oh, niggas know who they're going to get the fake shit,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, come on now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't one of the ones, he going to finesse you and get the little... Probably the rinky-dink shit.
It's a lot of guys you ain't going to know anyway, but... Too.
What you say it's called?
Is it moissanite? Am I saying that right?
Them fake diamonds.
A lot of...
Those actually pass the test.
Diamond test, yeah. Yeah, but...
If it passed the test, how is fake?
Oh, I don't...
This conversation.
I don't know. I be watching it on Instagram. They be on Instagram talking
the
shit.
These these niggas talking about artifacts and shit. The elementals. What the? The moissanite.
I feel like
the carbon dioxide.
I feel like women. I feel like women shouldn't get a pass on wearing a face shit either. Though.
I agree.
I think it's the bust down. Like if you want to wear like these are of course aren't.
Well, that's
like,
fashion,
we
Jerry.
That.
But
yeah,
I'm saying like
the, yeah,
I'm saying like
with the OD fake
Cuban.
Like, I hate that. Yeah. Like, you could have went for another look. And I also don't think that's that feminine. So it's like, girl, you did not have to come outside with your drug dealer jewelry on. That's and it's fake. Like, girl.
I don't know. I feel like you can rock your fake shit. Rock your fake shit. But once you start looking beat the fuck down, why are you still carrying around this damn?
Because that's
that
fake
is
shit.
Green. Your neck is green, sis. You gotta, back it up.
You got them big, dingy ass Cuban links.
I don't think you should rock it if it don't add up.
I don't think you should rock it if you only got, like, one piece of designer on. You look crazy. Like, you got a designer... Whatever on designer bag, designer pants, and everything.
No, like if you don't have a car, don't wear no jewelry. Please,
no, that's facts.
Please,
but I do feel like with women, we can like mix and match. Mm-hmm. Like even
if you have a roommate and you don't have a car, you don't need jewelry.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying like as far as
he's right.
But no, you are absolutely right because your priorities are out of
whack. Nobody argued that.
No facts, but no. What I'm saying as far as like wearing designer, you only have one piece of designer on. You have this large watch, or whatever. I feel like as a woman. We can do that.
Yeah,
we can
get a $5 shirt, make it look all expensive,
right.
And pair it with some
cute
pants.
$5. The YSL in the car. That was my piece for the day. Mm-hmm. The $2,000 bag because this dress was like $25, $30, $40.
We can do
I'm
that.
I'm being honest.
To all the other girls, do women care about men having like jewelry?
Some
women.
I do.
You do? What type of jewelry?
I do. I don't know. Like that's just
what type of jewelry?
That's usually just the first
jewelry?
Thing that kind
of.
I never dated a guy with grills. I will say that.
Just
that's that South shit.
Hey, what's wrong with
grills? I'm from New York.
That's
you don't wear like grills,
too.
Really. But, I can't think of one guy I've ever dated that I could think of with grills. But like for me, I don't know. That's where I start. Like if you want to be realistic, like if I'm approaching a guy, it's gonna go like jewelry, sneakers, or car, whatever you like, depending on how it goes. But if I'm meeting you like in a club or something, I'm not gonna be fake and be like, oh no. Like, no, that's really what's going to, when that light hits you and you shining in a club, like they said in Paid in Full, that's
the,
what
when the light hit the
first.
Ice,
but then I start paying attention to everything. I pay attention to everything else, though. So, like, you could start with that, but then, like, if you're being a corny nigga and you're rolling up your arms like this to
that's
make sure niggas
lame.
See your watch, I don't got time
that's
for that.
New money
if you're out. Over like taking your chain out the hoodie and doing walkie shit. Like, no, I don't want niggas like
putting
that.
The chain on like it's a goddamn headband.
Like, I've also learned like more classy, smaller jewelry. So you could tell what type of nigga you're dealing with. Like you keep saying, like old money versus new money. Like, if you got a bust down versus a plain Jane, like there's little things
luxury.
Like you just gotta know, you gotta as you deal with the fuck niggas all day, you start learning how to filter them and seeing like how to judge shit. So
question, do you read a book by its cover?
I start there, but then I'll dig.
I feel like everybody
there.
Does.
You have to. It's unrealistic. What are you gonna say?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
Oh no, I don't judge you at all. I knew in my heart you were gonna be a great person once you woke up. No, whatever it is, you start with
what's
that. Just like food.
Biasness.
There
that's
we go.
Really what it is,
there you go.
Real.
Just like with food, you eat with your eyes first. Just like with a man or a human.
It tells
gonna,
you a lot too. Like that first screenshot.
But sometimes you could be completely wrong though.
You can be.
You can be completely wrong.
But I'm saying about basic things like how they dress.
Okay.
Right. Like, and you see this person every day and you see how they dress every day, so you can kind of make your mind up like, oh, they're not flashy or they are flashy now. That opens another door of a conversation.
Some people dress really, really well But they don't have anything else outside of that.
See, I'm glad she said that, because every time I see these videos of these niggas wearing these suits and just walking down the street, and they're like, oh, this is so inspirational. What the fuck is these niggas doing?
Wearing a $50 suit.
What the fuck is these niggas doing outside dressing like goddamn a king of comedy?
So hold on, because I'm the opposite. I'm like, oh, he showed up. He has sandals. He just has a sweatshirt on, some sweatpants.
And you like do it? His you be down?
I like plain. Like, I like plain.
Comfortability.
Confidence.
Yeah. Now, mm-hmm. you know, I want somebody that can dress up when it's required. Right, when it's but time. If you're not doing anything that requires you to be crazy, looking crazy, then no.
Yeah. I don't like people that's too into it. Like, so one time I was dating a guy, and I pay attention to how people parent.
Parent?
Yeah. So he was really...
Oh, you about to be a stepmom.
...big on his daughters, like, her wearing designer. Like, he was mad because she only wanted to wear essential, and he was like, oh, I'm buying you Dolce & Gabbana, I'm buying you this, like, why aren't
and
you wearing
how
that
old is the child?
She was about 17 at this point, so, and she just like, you know the kids now, they just want to wear black hoodies and ski masks or whatever. So he's trying to like diversify a thing about Burberry stuff, and she doesn't want to wear it, and he was so upset about it, and it was a big thing, and I'm like, why are you trying to force designer on your child? So like stuff like that, like, I liked him from the beginning. He had the jewelry, he had all that stuff, he had money, he was fly, but then I'm watching the mentality that you're trying to force on a child, and it's like, okay, why are you leading with designer? Like, why does that mean so much for you? Like, as long as she's clean and happy and healthy, you should be fine. Like, you shouldn't be trying to force that, and you get your kids with unrealistic expectations. You got these teenagers wearing $2,000 hoodies nowadays.
They're gonna blow their nose.
They be doing way too much. Crazy.
But you know what Rihanna said about Rocky recently? How like she feels like she has to put her best foot forward because he dresses so well. You are the company that you keep. So like, if I know that I'm dating somebody that's plain, that doesn't really care that much about, you know, how they come out looking, I know I don't have, you know, I'm a...
You don't got to try too hard?
I relax.
Because I'm telling you, like, New York is so big on designer and stuff like that. So, like, the pressure, like, that was a big thing when I came out here. I didn't have to wear, well, now Atlanta's quite different, but I didn't have to have $1,000 shoes on every time I went out. Like, in New York, they will treat you like a bum if you don't have fly shit on. And, like, that was such a, like, trying to keep up, got to have $1,000 outfits on every day. In Atlanta, everybody was, niggas was wearing Crocs and leggings and having a good old time. I was like, oh, I like this. Like, so I definitely get that. When you don't have that pressure, like, damn, what I got to wear tonight, like, you could just be comfortable.
Yeah, and you know, just show up. Pull up whatever you see. Okay, matches, good.
The right man that's fly going to fly you out, too.
Mm-hmm, yep. They definitely will take you shopping. Like, they want you to dress.
This $40 dress. Mm-hmm. Let me get you right.
But at the same time, it doesn't matter. That type of mentality doesn't matter for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it does for other people too. Because I don't care.
Yeah.
As long as you're okay with it, because you can look great in a $20 dress.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm a big believer in $20 dresses. Listen, I'm gonna wear my $20 dress. Okay. But like you said, mitch and match. I'm gonna have some fly shoes on. I'm gonna have $1,000.
Mix and match, crazy.
Right. Something to bring the
mitch and match.
Oh,
something to bring the fit. Check out.
You have people showing up in like all designer and don't even look good.
Yeah,
looking crazy. That's a whole nother.
And I don't care. So now you're insane because you showed up in $20,000 of t-shirt and some pants and you look crazy.
Ridiculous.
So now you're stupid. You know, so yeah, you can just look fly in a white t-shirt. Here's how you style it and dress it. It's your aura.
In my white tee.
It's your aura.
White tees and good jeans used to do it back in the day. I mean, good white uptowns. Prime, well, I don't
would
know.
Would you agree it's about the aura?
Forces.
Yeah, definitely. It's as a man, it ain't always about what you wear. Like, it's about how you carry yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
How confident you are, how you talk for real. Like, women don't really care about too much of that. I mean, everything that's a plus. Don't get me wrong, but you could win the same girl over with nothing on, sweatpants, t-shirt. The mouthpiece is really what get her going.
What is it? The Riz.
Yeah.
Let's hear your last Riz.
My last Riz?
Yeah, how you pull up on her? What'd you say?
Shit, whatever. It depends on how you looking or whatever. Yeah. I feel like
what was the last time?
Riz her up.
The last time? No, tell me about your last Riz.
Nah, we got to do it live.
Nah, don't Riz me. Don't Riz me.
Don't get me.
That's what he's thinking right now. Like,
yeah.
I'm
all
listening to this.
My last Riz?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, like, anytime you speak to a girl, I feel like it's Riz, right?
Yeah, I mean, anytime,
being charming.
Anytime she put that number in my phone.
It's a Riz win.
I mean, it's a win.
It's a dub.
Sometimes I don't really got to say too much.
Yeah.
But I just be playful with her.
You just smile, show them pride.
Nah, making a woman laugh is really the cheat code.
I think so too.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do. Yeah. Like, really, like I swear to God, like if you watch my shit, like I see a girl walking, minding her own business. And I'll say some shit like, "You looking for me, baby?"
Yeah.
She look up, no, laughing and shit. But then she started talking to me. If you talking to me, that's a choosing signal right there.
Wait a minute.
You giving me convo, or you finna put your number in this phone?
That just depends on what type of nigga it is doing it. Because, you know, me and you probably have different reactions. I look scary. I'm a scary looking nigga, especially at night. So I can't, you looking for me, baby?
Yeah. I mean,
but you
got to
do what works for you. You
definitely
got
to do what works for you.
Yeah,
like,
so my approach would probably be different.
What would you be saying?
You like oxtails?
Ooh, not the smooth voice like that.
Yeah.
Late
night.
Yeah, he led with the oxtail.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, everybody love a little oxtail.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we going to eat good.
So who more tender? You or the oxtail?
Okay, yeah.
That's the one he keep in his back pocket.
Yeah. I just made that up.
Big joker.
That 10 times already.
I just made that up. But yeah, that's what we said. It depends on who it is. Like, we can't have the same approach. Like, you don't expect Christian McCaffrey to run through the hole like Derrick Henry.
Right.
Yeah, I probably won't get that.
They're not going to get that.
I got the same approach for niggas and it never didn't work.
Okay, I got a question about that. Like, how do y'all feel about women approaching men? Like, doing the lead. Me and my friend had a little back and forth.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna do the pursuing, but if she is taking initiative, hell yeah, do that.
So how does that make you feel?
Because you might like me, and I might like you back, but I don't know that you like me.
Mm. Okay, so like nowadays,
it's like a Kodak wants you to check fucking a box. Do you like me?
Yes or no. I do some shit like that. Yeah.
I personally feel like nowadays, like, the men have changed, and the men want us to be like, hey, because, I like you.
Because women say so often they don't want niggas approaching them in public.
I don't know about all
if
that.
If I'm smiling and batting my eyes and doing, you know,
catch my drift.
Right. Like, come on.
But you naturally look mean, so.
No, she doesn't.
I do it on purpose, like, if I'm walking down the street.
You gotta have a fucking spine. I don't want no soft-ass nigga coming and pulling up on me. I got a resting bitch face, so pull up on this bitch.
Right,
so then, so he got to get through all that mean ass you. Shit.
I'm not mean.
Ow.
She aggressive.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, and gotta, I keep hitting that one glass.
Okay, doing something.
Yeah.
I think men are
shout
easy.
Shout out to OJ.
Oh, Lord. Men are easy.
Oh, yeah, shout out to OJ.
Men are easy.
Men are easy. So all I do is go up to them and I be like, put your number in my phone.
Right.
And it's simple. You don't got to flirt.
I've never done that. And I it's not that I don't feel like, oh, he's not going to respond well. It's just I be nervous. I want the man to come up to me and this, that, and the third. Just, you know, if I like you, I like you. If not, mm-mm. But I've never done it.
I've done it after I feel a vibe.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you say?
Because like, men are, sometimes you might come off as intimidating even without saying a word. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to make the move.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Especially like you said, like, you know, you got resting bitch face. Like we know what our auras are sometimes. Like I know I be sitting here like, don't even look at me. So I know I be having that face. But so I agree with you. It is smart to say like, you know what? I might be kind of scaring the niggas away. Let me.
Yeah.
Not scaring the niggas away. I always say the men are scaring the bitches away.
In environments where like networking is happening, I'm way more likely to be like, damn. Mm-hmm. Give me them digits. But if it's like a dude in a corner and I haven't interacted with the dude in the corner, I'm less likely. I'm more on like that staring like, see if he's going to look back at me.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I'm less likely to just pull up and be like, hey, if it's not like a networking.
No, I want that one because that means that your ass ain't outside in every bitch face.
Uh-uh, yeah, that means you got a bitch at home and you staying in the corner.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
That's why
I feel like that's what we have to pursue, men, because
The one
that we want is not going to be the one that's in everybody's faces. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Come
what
on.
You, about to say?
You look friendly.
I'm really not.
I'm
really not.
Kodak be here to get in, get out, and leave him the fuck alone, get back to his oxtails.
I'm anti-socialism, motherfucker. Like, I don't really be.
I feel like your smile is warm.
Oh,
I think she's flirting.
She's trying to raise you up.
I'm not. We talked about the friendly ones being in everybody's face. I was being funny, but
oh, you want that hand?
Damn, nigga. But no, what I was saying. Have you ever made eye contact with like the wrong person?
Oh yeah.
Or like the wrong person shoot they shot at you. Mm-hmm. Or even worse. you talk to somebody like in a group of friends, you find out you talk to the wrong friend.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. Or the wrong. Never mind. I'm
saying. I mean, the wrong one.
Well, you kind of be like, dang.
This is the thing. I realize that strong eye contact is very intimidating. Yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Like, I naturally like to like look at people when I speak. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're white, you can gradually see them turn pink. Yeah. What they're like, what's happening right now? I'm like, we're having a conversation.
You making niggas blush?
Yeah. Love to see a good little blushy blush. Yeah. Uh-huh. Kodak turned a little purple when he blushed. He got some color to him. Don't even.
You looking a little purple right now?
Yeah, she like.
He blushing, girl. He blushing.
Mm-hmm. So smart.
I feel like back to the so you were saying earlier, like if you are invited out, you're expected to for them to pay, right? Mm-hmm. For yes. It, mm-hmm. Right?
For sure.
Everybody agrees on
100%.
If you invite me out on that personal type of level, yes. But if he like, yo, pull up on me, let's go talk about these videos. Mm-hmm. Let's go talk about it. Then I'm probably not going to expect him to be paying for myself.
I still respect that. You want advice for me or you want that sometimes?
I'm
going to
show up prepared. But in the meantime, be like, you're not about to pay for it. We're going to talk about it.
Right.
Are the men okay paying for everything?
What's everything and for who?
I feel like the real.
Ah, here we go. The real men
are not going to let you put out their card. They're not going to let you touch the door.
Internet.
They're not going to do any of that.
If a woman calls you a real man, she think you a sucker.
Oops.
No.
Well, I must be talking about all these sucker niggas that don't open doors and don't pay for shit.
Well, excuse me, if the niggas is scared of you because you snatching doors off handles. Damn. Well, you talking about?
You must want a fat sloppy bitch.
I love BBWs, first of all.
Wait, do you think some of those traditions are kind of out of style? Like, open it, like, every single time?
Some traditions.
That's not out of style.
Would you expect the nigga to lay a coat over a puddle for you?
That's too much. I want you to be like, watch out for that puddle, baby. Come this way. Hold my hand and then guide me the right way.
For sure. That's why she said some things can go out of style.
Yeah. I don't even remember a puddle time when that was a thing.
LL Cool J rapped that battle one time.
I don't know how old you are.
You know who LL Cool J is?
How old are you, though? You put something out? You saw your dad do that? Like, you ever seen someone do that before?
Hell no. Nah. That shit been stupid to me since I was a kid. That shit been stupid to me since I was a kid.
Oh, but if you did that, she'll definitely marry you.
I don't know. I think she'll think you a simp. Yeah, I think
that's
like
a little crazy. That's a little
crazy. Yeah, because you can't. She right. Because you can't be too.
That's too far.
You can't do too much. Look at this suck ass nigga
here.
Just,
come here. Watch out.
He gonna let me run through him.
Are y'all okay with nonchalant guys?
It depends. You nonchalant about everything? Yeah. This nigga just called me a bitch, and you nonchalant about
it? Yeah, no, that's a problem.
Oh, no, you need to at least say something to this man, because I don't want to say something to this man.
What if he's not a fighter?
He don't have to fight to say something. That man didn't fight me. He just called me a bitch.
I need to feel protected at all times.
Right.
If it's something like that where...
What if it's nonchalant with communication?
I don't like that. See, my we have to communicate. Communication.
Yeah,
but that's a non-negotiable for some people. That's non-negotiable for me. Like, if a woman is not a good... Texter, talker, anything like that, it's not gonna work.
Do you talk a lot?
Hell yeah. When I like somebody, hell yeah.
Because you feel
I'm
comfortable.
Nonchalant,
yeah.
Like,
because I don't talk to nobody else. So all this shit that other people get off in society, I keep that shit in until I get with somebody who I like.
Hold on.
I think it's okay for women.
I'm nonchalant in a way where I don't respond the way people want me to respond. So, like, there'll be something that you might be super excited about, or you might, let's say you got me something, you want me to be over the joy happy, and I'm just like, oh, thank you. Like, but I communicate well. I'm just not overly emotional, and I'm not, like, overly, like, I don't know how to explain it.
That's
like, a lot
New
of shit don't faze me.
That is definitely.
No.
Yeah, so I just don't, like.
No, I'm saying, like, doesn't really recall special dates.
Oh, that's a problem.
Oh, you gotta make me feel like you give a fuck. Like can you at least give a fuck?
No, but I'm saying like, you know, like not all guys are like heavy on the anniversaries or dates.
There's a very few things you gotta fucking pay attention to in life. And it's like my birthday, Valentine's Day, Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like,
are you expecting a crazy gift?
Like, I like thoughtful gifts more. Yeah. I love somebody who pays attention to me. Like, I spoke about this before. Like, if you want to go on a date with a girl, I think, like, that what's up, what you do, that's played out. Like, pay attention to her. Like, find out who's her favorite basketball player. If that team is coming to town, invite her to that basketball
game.
What
if he has a notes on his phone?
I think that's cute notes. When they put the little thing under your name. Because I tried that one time, but I only do that if I'm dating multiple people and I got to remember. But
you got to keep that. So your child right. name, your birthday, your favorite
color. That's what
color.
I'm saying. If I see you,
how many siblings you got?
If I'm like, I like the color purple and I see you on your notes adding that shit.
I can't
like,
remember stuff.
That's a turn off?
That's taking notes. Oh, okay. I like a negative.
But what if you have, like, it lets me think that you have like 50 people in your roster. Mm. And this some is like,
you should go into things expecting them to experience other people. You're not the first woman that this nigga has met.
Kodak be on Twitter talking about if I find out you're dating someone else, we're off immediately. I don't do competition. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I will. But
that's what dating.
But no. Let me explain. What I'm saying is, I'm going to show you while I'm the better option. And after I show you, now you have to make a decision. If you want to explore these other options, you clearly don't see my value. So I'm going to let you do that.
How many dates until you force that?
That's a good question.
Force?
Enforce it.
Enforce. Okay.
She said force too.
She did say force, huh?
Who we going to know? Nice.
Enforce sounds good too.
2 or 3.
2 or 3?
Damn, I don't even know
now
you.
I gotta cut off my favorite nigga.
You don't know
you
her middle name
met you.
By the third date.
We talking a lot in between. We're not just talking on dates.
I love on the first date.
Wait, because people nowadays, they don't believe in a title. So you call this, situationships, right?
Yeah.
That's the new thing.
How many of those you got?
Situationships.
Right. He got a lot of them.
I got one.
You got one situationship?
You know?
Yeah. Are you about to turn that into a real ship?
You can never tell the future.
That's
true. I got one going on.
Where she
years.
At?
A situationship? A 2-year situationship?
What are you clapping about?
But why? Why are you keeping it there?
Yeah, whose fault is it? Only a situationship.
It's mutual. Hold on.
It has to be more to
you guys talk to us about this. Hold on.
No, it is mutual. It's a mutual understanding.
Do you want
it? It's definitely an understanding.
Yes, because so I was raised like half Muslim. So for me, it's like do or die.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good way. I
so
it.
I'm like, if I there's no point in really dating if there's not like the marriage aspect of it.
I feel like you're literally contradicting yourself.
So that's what I'm saying. I've been seeing consistently this person because, like, for me, it makes no sense to see somebody else unless I'm ready to just like take it to the next level.
So wait.
Okay.
So if you could potentially meet your husband while you're in this situationship, is what you're saying?
No, because I'm not looking.
But you could. But you're leaving the situationship open to potentially meet someone that's ready to take you to that level.
Not really.
So
no.
With this person, are you trying to, like, does your future look like you're growing with this person? Do you see them becoming that person?
It's a very interesting subject because I feel like this situation is very, very... She's holding
a lot of people understand.
A lot of people don't get it. Yeah. But when you... Right. I feel like it's a... Because it's not an industry dating, but the person is known.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
We are not at a spot where we can actually like date.
Yeah.
You
that,
know,
that's
publicly.
My issue too. Like
yeah,
I can't publicly like have
me
a
neither.
Girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
It's not doesn't make sense.
Why?
She gonna look crazy.
You can't have a what?
The it couple
she gonna look,
little baby
she gonna look crazy.
And
how she gonna look crazy?
Because of what I do.
Stop.
And I get that.
Stop. And because you're also on the limelight, like you people that have a lot of followers and people that keep up with you, their person is their special person. They don't want to broadcast them to the world.
Yeah. Bullshit. I'm the opposite.
You have to protect them at all
now,
costs.
Now,
I am the opposite.
Now, it gets more interesting because I've seen this person have a fake girlfriend.
For the industry.
While you were in the situation.
This is what you told me about.
Okay, so I have a question about that. Okay, so you were with him during the situationship while he, image-wise, put another girl in the shoes that you're fulfilling behind closed doors. So where does that put you mentally?
This face
is good enough to be with me,
but your face got to be
in the cut.
Stop. It's not even like that.
It's a business thing for them.
It's a business thing. I wish you would see how these people move when the cameras are off.
Yeah.
It's literally just business.
They stand up
and they leave. They don't text these people. They don't call
how
them.
How did it make you feel, genuinely?
Of course, it made me feel like garbage.
Of course, really.
But
yeah,
you know,
that's what I was asking about your mental health.
Yeah.
I'm heavy of a communicator, so I was like, yo, this is not it. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't do it on purpose, blah, blah, blah. Exactly.
No, I'm just, because I wish I was that type of communicator. Like, I can't do that. You hurt my feelings, nigga. You know what you was doing. Oh, I'm going to talk to Leanne. I feel like you know what the fuck you was
like
doing.
Like, you did it on purpose.
Not, like, you know what you're doing. Intentional. I'm not about to fucking have a conversation about what you did, nigga. You did it. You know what you did. We both know.
Guess
what?
It's even worse when you see million of people in the comment section.
Talking shit. They're so cute together.
Yeah. Oh, shade room.
I feel like I put the pieces together. I put the pieces together in my brain. Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah.
I got it. I think, I don't know. I'm making this up in my head.
So it's tough. I don't know what y'all
figuring out. But you're fulfilled behind closed doors. No, you're fulfilled. Oh. Like, you feel like you don't need to be in the limelight and known as the girl.
No, I don't feel good. See, that's the thing. I don't care about that.
Yeah, I figured that you didn't.
At all. But at the same time, it's like, I get it. I see it from the other perspective. Like, you don't want people to know your business. Like, you're actually private business.
Mm-hmm. How do your friends feel about this? Like, your friends and your family, do you talk to them about it? Are they like,
do they know? Is everybody on the secret?
Is it a family secret?
So, family it's not business. Really... See, my family's not it's not on social. Mm-hmm. Like, they're private.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, to them, it's like a normal situation. It's just a lot of stuff doesn't make sense. Like, okay, so, I mean... You have Muslims that get married at 15 or, like, mm-hmm. you know, at whatever age, yeah. like, it's, like, the youngest. Mm-hmm. So, for them, it's more like a question mark, like, okay.
So, is he coming to the cookout?
Good question.
He's not coming out anywhere.
Oh, okay. So you're not, you're just talk like, oh, I got a boyfriend. One day, y'all will meet my situationship. But they don't really, they never met this person.
No, they're not even here. They're in Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Like, half of them. But when it comes to him, like, he doesn't really, if it's not work, he's not there.
Mm. No, what is your best friend saying to you? Like, your best friend is like, girl, ride this to the wheels fall.
So I get 50-50 when it comes to her, because she was like that's crazy. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, how? And why wouldn't he just, like, at least tell to, like, the outer people?
Like his best friend.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the best friend knows.
Some people know.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's also not a great communicator, so he doesn't tell people shit.
Oh, God. I don't see how you survive.
I don't know.
How long has it been?
2 years.
2 years.
Going on 2.
Gosh.
Damn. No. That's a long-ass time.
It's a long-ass time, yeah.
But I guess... My question is, what does the end game of this situation
right.
Can I be like honest with you? Since day one, I didn't think anything of it.
Okay.
So is he just a space holder for that? Like, you boy, you just...
Right, until the man comes around, it makes you want to be his husband. That's what the whole
first
question
was. Wait, his husband? Wait a minute.
I mean, his wife. That was the first question I asked. Yeah. Until a man makes you want to be him to be your husband.
I don't think you jump into a situation like that thinking that. Mm. So it kind of just happened. Like, I don't know. Maybe one day... You know, it can make sense to, like, be public about it, or even public to the friends.
How would you feel about going public if it came to that?
Public as in what?
Like, she like, yeah, that like, would be outside. Yeah, like, that would be on these blogs.
It's so much that comes with it. Like he said, he doesn't want his person to be visible to everyone. It's so much that comes with it.
I'm happy behind the scenes.
Yeah, completely behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm happy.
So
yeah.
You would get married behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, we have had that conversation, too. We've had that conversation.
DJ Khaled did it for a long time.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He definitely did.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
No.
Protect your peace.
He literally told me.
You are hiding a wife. That was a Pusha T said.
But it's not. See,
oh, he said you're hiding a child.
Oh, my God. It's the perspective. It's not hiding. I don't see it as hiding.
Yeah, there's a difference between secretive and private.
Yeah, these communities are toxic. You think I want to deal with that? The fake girlfriend got death threats.
Damn.
That's wild.
Like.
So the real one going to get...
Actual threats.
So what? Right. So I don't want no death threats.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Wild that thing.
I took a picture with Keith Sweat and they came for me. Not like, I will kill you. Get off of my man. They was on my Instagram.
Them aunties was on your head.
All I did. And he reposted me, but he screenshotted it. He didn't make it so they could tag me. So they literally typed my shit in to come to my page to be like, stay away from my man with all these Keith Sweat fake pages.
No, I get it. I get one in a protective relationship. Everything isn't for the internet, right?
It was
And I agree with that. Like, everything doesn't be for the internet. But like we said, there's a line between being secretive and being private.
Right.
But like for you, I think that like, why not be a power couple? Like, why wouldn't you want
your partner? That's not for everybody.
Yeah, but that's not, why I said I'd be okay with it.
Depending on the certain type of person you got.
Okay. Right, and he's not the best communicator. So maybe we don't want to mix
not
it.
You. She's talking about...
Where
would you label yourself at in communication?
Oh, yeah. I'm a great communicator.
Great communicator.
He got two phones. What you mean?
Yeah. That's usually
I was thinking his situationship perspective. You know, have you ever had a limelight girlfriend while you had a situationship?
wow, nah. I have done the both. Like, I did the power couple thing, and then I did the, you know, keeping my peace private.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I like the other one. I like the private situation. Because it's just like, and also too, like, I do a lot of content with women. So it's just, it makes more sense to move that way.
So is your situationship very secure in the fact that you do all this content with women? Do you feel like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe y'all stay in the situationship round because y'all are always communicating about these type of things? Like,
yeah, it's just secure. For sure.
Oh, like, you can't be insecure, in that position.
It's not going to work.
So
like,
much room for a woman to wonder, like, what's going on.
So the girl you was talking to that was like, you know, the power couple thing, she was the influencer too. So was that like mutually beneficial for both of y'all?
Yeah.
See, that's why I said.
But when y'all broke up,
it felt like work, like business.
Yeah, work.
It didn't feel like, you know. I mean. It was love there. Like, I'm not going to say, like, it didn't feel genuine love. Like,
it changed the dynamic.
But it changed, yeah.
Yeah. It's different when you can wake up, roll over, and be like, bro, let's get to work now. Mm-hmm. Let's make $10,000 this week. Like,
yeah.
It's different.
And then when you're dating a woman who really not in this line of work, she not really going to get the type of time and effort that it takes to get this shit going. Like,
yeah. But then it's like, you have no time, and the only time that you have is literally to just work, and then... That's who you go to work with. You know what I mean?
But it's not gonna feel like work.
So at that point, I'm like, put me in, you know? Like, sign me up. You're doing more things with her than you're doing with me.
Damn. Even so that's really his work wife. Girl. Work his wife. Work
yeah,
work
but that's the thing. They're not dating to the public.
They just hang out together. No, but that's what a work bae is. Like, y'all have had a work husband?
Mm-hmm.
That is cheating. A work husband?
If you're not,
that is cheating. That's a bad.
If you have somebody,
I mean,
you have
that.
It's not fully cheating, but it's definitely the first step. You're in cheating's house.
That's I ain't gonna lie, that's full blown cheating.
Wait a minute.
If my bitch got a work husband or some dumb shit like that,
wait a minute.
Make him your number one.
Yeah,
at work. I don't have a job. If you rather a work nigga, go ahead.
See, look at them. Look at the men throwing down working men.
Right.
But no, I just want to say, like, if it's very, like, come on now, like, there's been, like, gay men that'll, like, call you they work with.
Yeah. You know we're not talking about that.
I'm saying, for instance, I work here with you.
Uh-huh.
And you get a little flirty, you start telling people, oh, that's my work, boo. I'm probably not going to come
play
in.
Them games.
I'm probably, as long as you're not offending me, I'm not going to go around and shut the shit down. I'm going to be like, damn, where my lunch at?
Hold on.
If I have a work, boo, I'm fucking.
Hold on.
No,
at work.
I think that's
at work. At work.
No, like, it'd be like the weirdos. It'd be like the weirdos. It don't be like the fine one in the corner. Like, that'd be the one that you admire in the background.
Right.
That don't be the one you really make your boo.
Right. Yeah. Stop. If we work in finance, I don't need a work, boo. You know what I mean? If I'm working in entertainment world and, you know, you have to play to the camera, sure. If I'm working in sales, accounting... I don't need to have a work friend.
It just makes your day go by. If you in the office and you got somebody you can go to lunch
with.
I think
you
got
to
know
have somebody help, at home. You don't have to. You don't need to work.
You know what
help, wait a minute.
You know what help your day go by faster at work?
By
you know what help your day go by faster at work? Doing your fucking job.
Wait a minute. What?
The clear
question is, what is a work boo? I think everybody's on different.
I think so, too.
Somebody that
because
to you.
My work boo isn't somebody that even has my phone number.
That's a good one.
Even if you're a
man. He doesn't even have my phone number.
Don't be calling this nigga babe.
If you have a man.
No. Like, maybe I'm not the one being, maybe he's just admiring me.
Yeah, but why are you calling him? Why are you agreeing to the term work boo with this man?
All right, so at my prior job, because I'm a working woman. Mm-hmm. And there was only one guy. I work in healthcare. I work with kidney failing patients. And there was one guy. Shout out to him. He's engaged now. But it was just, he was the only guy. Mm-hmm. So it was just funny to me. Like, it was just, where your girlfriend at?
It was no pressure.
It was like, where your, and he just laughed it off. Like, I wouldn't even call him a work boo, but I might say to the other coworkers, like, girl, that's my work boo. But I was just playing. Like, it wasn't even nothing like that.
Just playing him.
First of all, your man was over there at another, talking about, oh, that's just my work wife, Al. Look at my work
I don't know about that wife title. I can stick with the boo title. I can stick with the boo title.
Same thing.
We didn't even have phone numbers. It was just Teams. It, you know, that's regulated. It wasn't even nothing too much.
Yeah, I was on Slack.
Admired and kept it moving.
I get it because working in corporate, you're going to have certain type of relationships with people. Like, you see these people every day for years sometimes.
Why
like,
the title? You why gonna... can't it just be my work friend?
Yeah, my co-worker. That's the title. My co-worker.
Okay, so is work bestie better?
Okay.
Co-worker.
It doesn't have to be anything in that nature. Like, where y'all
because now when we start because, adding extra titles.
Because now we're really naming good relationship. Communicators. Okay. So if I'm being honest with you, this coworker isn't the same as this coworker.
But guess
I have
what?
To
they're
give
both
you pet
are.
Names.
Yo, co-worker. You know what the pet name? You know what the pet name is? What? They name Sheila, Keisha, Brenda.
Why is she making that?
Okay, so look, straight around.
We together.
Toya, Diane.
I haven't had any work boos. I'm just giving
if we're together,
other side.
And I work a job, and I'm telling you I got a work boo, you wouldn't feel no type of way.
I would want to know the details of the work.
Yeah, all the details.
I want to know all the details.
So it's not okay.
I want to know, like, where we stand at with like, this work boo. But I want to say that I'm not saying, like, go and have fucking work boos, guys. I'm just trying to give the other perspective of, like, how work boos come
about. Because all niggas
going to
do is say, shit, she
look
good, and we be talking
like,
about work.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
What's the right answer to that?
Exactly. And listen, when she see the work boo, now she going to feel some type of way, because work boo just came back from VR with that new BBL.
This situation is a work boo.
Now she going to feel some type of way.
On BBL.
Is this not a work boo situation?
What?
Your dude. Is that not a work boo situation?
No, that's it. They're acting.
Is it acting?
It is acting.
Acting?
He's acting like he's
is
in a relationship
acting?
With his.
Yes. I would say acting.
Yes,
is
that's literally
acting?
What
we're
it
acting.
Is.
I can say
I
that's
say
work.
It's
I
acting.
See what they say. And it's,
that's
it's
acting.
Work
I don't want to say that's acting.
It what? Is. They're in a relationship for the sole purpose of being on camera. It's kind of like,
oh, you're saying
they're dynamic.
You're talking about you and
no,
him, but
the
other,
other person.
Okay, yeah, that is acting.
But
I do get that.
To what extent? Just because of what you see, that they get up and walk away? I got to have some type of chemistry with you to Kiki on
not
camera.
Even. No, no,
not
wait,
even.
Wait. Nah, you got to ask a creator that, because it's really different. The way things
I'm a creator.
Work,
look at Megan Moneybag. Wasn't that kind of like a
yeah, so
business
stuff
thing?
Like that.
Or the Harvey
videos.
Girl.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Lori Harvey?
Yes.
I'm
do not talk about Lori Harvey. Okay, don't.
Which one of those work boos was business?
Acting.
Acting.
In TV.
And cut.
Now they get up, they leave.
Sometimes.
I mean,
now, Ellen, and let me tell you where the work boo shit will get tricky.
Thank you. That is my point. How much of a work boo is she really acting?
Let me tell you where the work boo shit will get tricky. You have a work outing with drinks involved, and them flirtatious touches and boobays and all that shit ends up into some, your hands slip on the top of her ass cheek, and now it's like, oh, well, where are you going after this?
Because his camera's rolling, right?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Now it's going to be, go from work husband to working your throat. Now.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think that's how the math
throw him away.
No, right?
That is math. You know, you got to add the C and then she get the D.
Oh, Lord.
Got it.
Male math?
Okay.
Male math. Man math. Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up.
But no, if I'm married, there's no work boo.
Yeah, I agree. I think marriage.
So
you
if you're in a relationship, there should be no work
boo. I don't know. Just like you said before, like, the relationship is growing. So
I'm scared of you.
I'm not. No, I'm not seeing this work boo is like somebody real. When I'm looking at this work boo, I'm really thinking about the last dude I work with that it was just like the joke in the room. Like, he the only man here. It was like 20 women. And we all work from home. So we were on Teams. I never even seen the man in person. It was just a fucking picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was just a joke that went around and it ended up being my work boo. And I had a nigga, and I didn't feel any type of way about it because it wasn't serious to me. Now, if I got a work boo, and I'm in your videos, and I'm like, this nigga fine. This my work boo? Now, that's different. Mm-hmm. There's malice with that. Yeah, I'm coming for you.
But all it takes is one little argument, and then you with your man, and you go to work.
No, I work from home. Home.
Yeah.
You
vent to work boo.
She got a work boo.
You vent to work boo one time.
Oh,
man, this nigga at home. What he do, baby?
What is it? A shoulder to cry on?
Yeah, a shoulder to cry on, be a dick to ride on.
There we go.
Oh my question. So can women and men be friends?
What?
Can women and men be friends?
I believe so.
Well, that's the same thing as a workbook.
It depends on the attractiveness.
Yeah, I'm attracted. I'm trying to crush.
Yeah.
I think, yes. As a grown ass adult, you need to have friends of the opposite sex. Whether it came from work, college, growing up on the block, you need to have
If she checked too many of them boxes, if her ass fat, she fine, she professional, she successful, she single, she ain't got no kids, she got good credit, she make a lot of money. I'm trying to be your friend with benefits, baby. I'm not just trying
to be. You need a female to tell that knows the real you to give you her perspective and really be candid with you. That knows what type of nigga you really are.
You know how she gonna know the real me?
Cause she taking the dick in the back of her throat.
Ding ding ding.
Oh my gosh!
I love.
Yeah. But no, I'm trying to touch that little dangly thing that hang in the back of her throat.
If you're in a relationship, I do feel like it is okay to have friends of the opposite sex. Now, when it comes to that, if you have to hide that friend or you feel a little odd when I'm around and that friend's around, that's when it becomes a little strange.
Mm-hmm. Red flag.
Red flag. Oh. Huge red flag. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be platonic.
Everybody
has
okay, to so be let me tell y'all a true story. So I met the college friend, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We were dating maybe like 2 years. And the college friend hadn't seen him in how long? I don't know. But she was pulling up to town. Mm-hmm. So she called up all her college boos. Mm-hmm. Right? It was all niggas showed up to the table and me. We all went to go meet her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fast forward a few years, he cheated on me with her ass. Mm-hmm. And I knew something was up with them. Like, y'all ain't never fucked.
You could see it. Yeah, you could see it.
What is up with all these niggas showing up? Yep, I got cheated on with that bitch. And I was like, damn.
Where you from?
I'm from Virginia.
How did you go about it?
I couldn't place it.
I'm from Newport News.
I'm from Maryland.
Oh, okay. I lived in Maryland for 5 years before I moved here 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think I'm in
after
love.
The cheating. I scurred away to Atlanta to chase my dreams.
That's what led you to Atlanta?
That's how I got
COVID?
Here.
That's crazy.
Cheating. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. A nigga cheated on you, left the whole state?
I did that.
I did.
That's how you got
can have the
Atlanta
whole state. You can have the whole, listen.
I did. I did. Because they be trying to keep tabs on me. Yeah. I gotta go.
This nigga in the FBI or something? What's going
on? Listen, military energy was given FBI energy.
Oh, I should know.
Like, IT, military secrets, secret clearance. I be low-key wondering what he do for work. Like, what do you do?
Probably hacking one of these cameras.
Listen, all of my stuff is hacked up. I just feel it. The phone calls, as soon as I pull up somewhere, you tracking me. But no, so I felt the energy vibrating. That night when we met, he like hugged us and took a picture with both of us on the side of him, like equally.
He was sharing.
Like
that
he grabbed her around the waist the same way. I got the fucking picture.
Oh, no,
I ain't gonna pull it up.
But I will say, like, I like my friend to meet my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I want y'all to see me and him interact so you could tell there ain't nothing here. I want y'all to have a private conversation so you can get whatever off your chest and say it. Like, I always make sure really early on that if I am going to have, like, my male best friend be... Because I have a male best friend. We've been friends since I was 16 years old, but now he got a family and stuff. I haven't seen him in a while. But if I felt like he was going to be around, like if I was having a birthday party or a Christmas thing, I would make sure that my partner knows.
Do you feel like that's why y'all not in contact right now? Because he got his family?
Well, I live in another state. Just our life got... Yeah. Oh, we just grew up. Like before, we were teenagers and going outside every day, and it was summertime on the block.
I got a question. You think if he wants some... If you offered him some coochie, you think he'd accept?
Not now. When we were younger and we first started, like, I met him because he had an OD crush on me. But, like I said, we were 16. I'm in my 30s now. We got way past all of that stuff.
Are you sure?
I
don't know too many men that have turned up coochie being thrown at them.
Question. Because I feel like after this, if this situation, right, doesn't lead anywhere, I still have a really close friend. Is it okay for me to have him as a friend? You know, if I move on,
have your ex as a friend.
Have the current guy as a friend.
Yeah, because I can't see him as a friend and not do anything.
So can you be friends with somebody you used to have a situation with?
I don't know.
I have that situation, like a high school situation. Yeah.
No, that's not okay, right?
I had to pull back when I was serious in my relationships, but that friend was still rocking with me when I was done with that nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was an understanding there, and I feel bad because I did pull back, like. Focus on my life. Then that nigga did me wrong, but this nigga ain't never do me wrong like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but respectfully, he was like, we still dogs, you know, we still cool. So I do think that is limitations, especially when you had relations.
If y'all were fucking and all that, what
How many years, though? How many years got to be in between that?
I could be cool with you, but we're not going to be friends. I'm not going to be calling you every day. Right. We could just be cool. Right. When I
follow each other on the gram. Like a couple pictures.
I thought you were talking about the person you got a situation with.
No, but I'm saying, what if the case was that we never had sex?
So how's the situation?
Then it's just a friend.
Like, no, right. It's just a friend. Well,
so I'm gonna say this. No,
and she said we should have guy friends as a mature adult. We should have opposite sex friends.
Even if this person is super into you,
that's different.
And the only thing stopping you is you.
No, I don't like that. I don't want friends that are into me.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Yeah, that's a little messy.
Your man comes first. Your relationship comes first. So anything that he feels and threatens that relationship, you have to honor.
Even if he met you like that.
While I'm friends with this dude that's obsessing with me, mm-hmm. and you just beat me, you beat him to the punch. Mm-hmm. So laugh at him and let's laugh together.
That's a hard one because, like, I really believe in, like, full-heartedly knowing the person you sit across from. So if you met me and you knew this person was my best friend, I'm sure it's not the first conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's come up and I've told stories and you've heard about this person before. So if you knew in the beginning if that was something that made you uncomfortable, and we should have tackled that. Then
so is it disrespectful? Like, is that energy disrespectful? Like, I'm so fond of you. Are you gonna be disrespectful now that I got this man, or are you gonna chill and I just know you're fond of me?
You have what? To respect my relationship.
I just know you're like you all over me. You all over me. Now I got a dude. And are you still trying to be all over me, or are you chilling and you just letting me know occasionally?
So like, wait. So I like you. I'm your friend, and I got a little crush on you, and you get with another dude.
Mm-hmm. Are you chilling respectfully, or are you being disrespectful? And now I gotta.
I'm not about to be disrespectful, but yeah, no, you probably not gonna hear from me as much.
I feel like that relationship should change. The dynamic of that relationship that you have with that person should change if you have a new guy in your life.
So, the new thing I guess for this year and the past year is having basically a relationship with someone without having a title, because if you're exclusive to someone for 2 years. You know, like, what is that?
It's assumed. But then you still got to lay down, like, the ground rules.
I'm not just dating somebody for 2 years. I'm going to be honest.
I want to know what we are after 2 months.
I got 2 weeks for you.
Then he said 3 days.
Listen. I'm older now. I want kids. I got shit to do. So if I don't see it, like, the last relationship, the situation I was in, because it wasn't a relationship, the last person I was dating, I ghosted him because...
Not the ghost.
I didn't know. I'm not good at, like I said, I don't like confrontation. Yeah, so I'd rather just not say nothing. But I did have a conversation with him later because he works in the airport. I ran into him. Anyway, long story short.
Use this nigga for his flight benefit.
No, and that's another reason why I stopped fucking with him, because yes, you may not have a lot of money, but the little shit you do have, you should be giving me that shit, and he couldn't be giving me that shit. So you gotta go. I be trying to date. I don't date only rich niggas. I was trying to diversify my profile. Uh-huh. Give me a working nigga like y'all say.
Not the fact.
Anyway, but like I was saying, he said that he believed that women should work during pregnancy. I got to go. I don't believe in that. I got to go. And I cut him off right then and there. That was the last time he seen me. And we were probably like 2-3 months into dating, but... I knew realistically that's not what I want for my life. That's not what type of wife, mother, anything I want to be. And I liked him, but I had to cut him off because I know our fundamental values are different.
Hold on. Do you believe in stay until you hate him?
I'm one of those people because I have to get pushed away in order to really leave.
So, yeah.
And a marriage standpoint, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Stay until you hate him.
That's what it should be, marriage.
Stay until you hate him.
Yeah, love. Yeah, that's that love. That love dumb in love.
So, like, yeah.
Around that nigga. You're smart until you fall in love.
Right. Y'all be cheating. Like, I didn't think you was going to leave me.
Well.
Like, I thought you was going to hold me down.
Yesterday.
Right.
Ready to go?
Yep. Immediately.
Homies, this has been a great episode. Y'all niggas.
Oh, it's over?
Y'all niggas is crazy.
What y'all think about sex on the first night?
Before we go.
Sex on the first night? I love it. And
of course you do.
Fucking me on the first night not going to mean I'm about to change my...
If I say yes to the date, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Nigga to make me want to give him some pussy on the first
I'm not going to make you do nothing.
But to give me some butterflies, I will want to give him some pussy. I have not had a nigga make my... y'all niggas give me roaches in my stomach and not butterflies.
Why is you going out with these niggas?
Exactly.
Because I be trying. White boys. I done did everything in the world.
Maybe it's you, nigga.
It's definitely me. No, I got to go back to New York.
It's definitely me.
I gotta go back to New York. Get
the
a
first
New York
step
nigga.
Is admitting, right?
Yeah, listen, I know what the problem is.
I think, like, in a realistic standpoint, like, if you grown and that's where you want to take it, then go for it. Because marriages grow from sex on the first night. But for me, I probably won't just meet you and do you that night. But, like, if I meet you and then, like, I don't see you for 2 weeks, but we chopping it up for 2 weeks, that night, we probably going to smash. Yeah. Like, we going to get it different. In. But it's going to feel like the first night.
Yeah. I feel like the guy kind of looks at you a little differently if you, boom, give it up.
You made that shit up in your head.
What if
you
it's anal on the first night?
Anal?
Whoa!
Damn!
You know what? On that note,
we're out
note,
here.
I appreciate everybody's time. The
you
big homies,
for marriage.
The big homies house, another episode with the homies. Should I, all the homies here, because that was wild. What made you go with that bar? Boom! Gone.
That was with a bomb, right?
That's funny.
What about anal?
On the first night, too, though. Like, what?